Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Hello again, everyone. And, sir, if you'd take that microphone at the far end of the table,
yes,
please.
Yes, I'd be very happy.
And talk into the
microphone. I'd be very happy to.
All right. Now, you are here, as I understand it, with a complaint.
I am Herschel Brinkerhoff.
Yes? And would you tell our listeners your job and why you're here?
Well, I'm with the Maritime Division of the Department of Public Works, New York City Bureau of Scum Disposal.
Bureau of Scum Disposal?
That's right. Yesterday, your Miss McGould...
McGoon, please. Miss McGoon, you see her way down at the end of the studio there.
McGoon.
Hi.
Miss Goon made some rather derogatory statements about New York Harbor. And I took slight offense at the whole thing.
Well, what...
Came up here today to try and straighten you fellas out. You're Boob and Roy, aren't you?
No, Bob and Ray. What did she
this,
say?
This McGoon character that was here, I don't know what connection she has with the program...
Well,
this is a program.
Yes.
I don't know what connection she has with...
well, what's the matter? Speak up.
I don't know what connection she has with the production here.
Will you talk
in...
She was
speaking of swimming out to Bedloe's Island.
Oh, yes, Miss McGoon.
Swimming through grapefruit halves floating in the harbor out there.
And she also mentioned wax paper with jelly on it, yes.
And I would like to have you know that she was completely unfounded in her statements that our harbor is clean as a whistle. That whistle right there.
Well, you certainly brought along all your effects with you, sir. Is that
the matter of fact, those grapefruit halves are really only bloated lemons.
Sir, I'll give you 30 seconds to get out of the studio.
Yes. Right.
You've taken
right
all the
there.
Time you're going to take on this program.
But you do make a retraction then.
Yes, positively. But I don't know what for.
Well, I don't either, come to think of it.
Well,
I'm simply reading what's on the paper here.
Well,
I was sent over from casting.
I see. All right. Well, thank you.
I was supposed to be from the Bureau of Scum Disposal.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Don't tell me I talk like this.
I know. All right. Well,
I'm simply a radio actor trying to make a living.
Oh, I've heard you on...
trying to make it difficult for me. I won't come back again.
I've heard you on several shows.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Herschel Brinkerhoff, Maritime Division, Department of Public Works, New York City, Bureau of Scum Disposal.
Mary, he kind of mixed up your name a little bit, didn't he? It's Mary
yes.
McGoon, of course, as we all know.
Yes, well, I didn't know that I was harming any living soul.
Well,
when I said that there were grapefruit halves in New York Harbor, I never realized for one moment that Mr. Brinkerhoff would take offense at the statement.
Well, I think Mr. Brinkerhoff was speaking
I
more...
I will publicly apologize for that right now.
You won't be
but
swimming
how can
through
I swim through them? That's what I want to know.
Well, as I understand it, Tex is going along in front of you in a boat.
Yes.
He's going to paddle out ahead of you
yes,
with a plow on the boat.
Make a path, more or less. Just push it to one side and let me just go along through this path.
See, I'll be setting the course. As her manager, I'll be up there in the boat ahead leading the orchestra.
Yes, Tex.
Leading the orchestra? What's this?
Well, we're going to have music. I'm going to swim Esther Williams style.
Oh, yeah, and you mentioned that there would have to be a 60-piece orchestra in the background.
It's going to be on a bait boat, as I understand.
Yeah, a bait barge.
Yes, and we'll go along having movies made, and I think it will be grand.
Oh, this is
out to Bedloe's Island and return.
Growing by leaps and bounds.
Yes, of course, surely.
I also heard something else today that rather alarmed me a bit, and that is that you're in the running for Miss Streetcar,
well,
New York City, 1951.
Well, that's right, Bob. I know they do pick a Miss Subways, and I'm wondering if I couldn't be the Miss Streetcar. And I just thought I'd...
We don't have too many streetcars here in New York City
yes,
now, you know. They're almost a thing of the past.
Yes.
I don't know when I saw a streetcar here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And whether that would be profitable to you, or whether you would find that actually in your career, you would come out ahead by being named a streetcar of 1951, I don't know.
Excuse me, Bob, please.
I'm sorry. forgot myself.
Well, anyway, if it's going to cause all this trouble, let's forget it. I'll just go eat, and I don't want to be Miss Streetcar or anything, if that's the way you're going to react.
What do you mean you'll just go eat? You mean you're going out to a restaurant tonight? You're not going to get dinner for us?
Oh, yes, surely. It's out there in the pantry. You'll have to get it for yourselves, boys. I'm going to go down practicing tonight.
What is it? What is it tonight that we're going to have?
Egg and bean.
Egg and bean. We've had that for 8 days in a row. Now, don't you know how to cook anything else?
Just call me at Trafalgar 99999. And that's where the voting for Miss Streetcar is taking place. And our honor city, of course, is Muncie, Indiana.
Yes. I believe we did mention that earlier.
Oh, all right. Well, that's fine.
No, here's a correction just handed to me. We didn't mention it earlier. But Muncie, Indiana is the honor city tonight on today's Bob and Ray show. The votes are pouring in. Herschel Brinkerhoff has 425 votes so far. The Bureau of Scum Disposal has 26 votes. And I don't know whether there are any more tabulations.
No, that's all so far.
Yes, that's all. The trio doesn't have any votes.
Oddly enough.
It isn't oddly enough, actually.
Are they going to play any music today?
They're going to play in the cool, cool, cool of the evening.
All right, let's listen.
Thank you, man.
It's pretty tune in the cool, cool, cool of the evening. Of course, we spoke earlier of how he came to write that song.
And, we had just been released from the French Foreign Legion.
And we turned it over to Hoagie Carmichael and Johnny Mercer, who went ahead and did a much better job than we could. You see, friends, we're not musical technicians. We have ideas.
We have neither talent for writing music or the words.
You
but
see,
the song idea, we have.
Like we thought, it would be nice to have a song about cool of the evening. Do you see?
How it happened, it all happened, we were sitting on the front porch.
And it was, was it hot?
Oh, it was hot. Hot as the old Harry. And we said, why don't we write a song that would kind of paint a musical picture of the cool, 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 cool of the evening. We had one extra cool in there. Hoagie and Johnny cut the fourth cool out.
That's right. I was kind of sorry to see that, but yet we know that they know what they're doing.
Well, I suppose they do.
What's that?
We were just discussing whether Johnny Mercer and Hoagie Carmichael knew what they were doing.
Oh, well, all right.
Decided they did.
All right.
This afternoon, we present the first in the Bob and Ray Adult School of the Air features on the subject of being frank and earnest. Now, since childhood, we've all been advised on the rewards for being honest and sincere at all times. We've been instructed to always smile when someone says something to us that may hurt our pride.
But as thousands of successful businessmen and career women will tell you, success is 30% knowing someone in Washington and 65% being frank and earnest.
That's only 95%.
Well, no one can be an absolute success.
Oh.
So today, we'll give you a practical lesson, using ourselves as guinea pigs in this well-recognized but never bothered with subject. Now, Bob and myself are going to leave the studio right now and journey to various parts of New York and demonstrate what we mean by being frank and earnest.
Hello, sir. My name is Bob Elliott.
Well, look, young man, I haven't time to listen to any hard-luck stories.
I just wanted to say that I think that tie of yours is absolutely horrifying.
I beg your pardon.
Probably all of your friends and associates have neglected to bring the matter to your attention, sir, but I wouldn't be caught dead in that cheesy creation you're wearing there.
Oh, I suppose maybe I could.
It doesn't match your suit either. It displays very poor taste, in my opinion.
Well, thank you, young man, for your interest. I hadn't noticed. Guess you're right at that. I'll hurry home now and change it.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, and I'd get a haircut, too, if I were you.
Well, thanks again. I do hope I see you again. Goodbye. Well, there's our first example. You see, Bob, by being frank and earnest, has won the undying respect and friendship of that stranger. It does pay, friends. Now, to our next lesson. Bob, with the portable microphone, has moved to a kitchen over in Waray, New Jersey, where the woman of the household has just admitted him to the kitchen.
The reason I knocked at your door, ma'am, was to tell you that the curtains in the front windows look like they haven't seen soap and water for ages.
Well, I never heard anything.
Oh, say, is that meatloaf you're preparing there? Boy, if there's one dish I can't stand, that's that meatloaf. Whee! Doesn't look as though you're preparing it properly anyway.
But I've made meatloaf for years. I've never...
Meat looks too lean. You should have more fat in it, but after looking at you, I see why you don't have it in there.
I don't know who you are.
Shouldn't interrupt when somebody's talking, lady. Excuse me, is that a picture of your husband over there on the piano?
Well, yes.
Ugh, what a face. How do you stand looking at him every day?
Well, honestly, I don't know. He's so dull, too.
Oh, boy, he sure looks it.
What is your name?
Bob Elliott.
May I call you Bob?
Why, yes, of course.
Well, Bob, would you care to stay here for dinner?
How?
I'll throw out this horrible meatloaf and run down to the corner store and pick up a sirloin. I like you. You're so frank and earnest.
I'm sure that you'll agree with us here at the Bob and Ray Adult School of the Air that life is fuller, sweeter, and more profitable when you are sincere. When you're frank and earnest. Now, our final tape. One that I made this afternoon. I went out to display a little frankness and earnesty at a busy street corner by talking with a police officer. Hello, officer. Keeping out of mischief?
What's that?
Your ears plugged up or something? I said, keeping out of mischief?
What are you, a wise guy or something?
No, I'm not. Can't you keep a civil tongue in your head? Say, you see that car over there in the corner?
Yeah, I see it. So what?
Well, I've clocked him, and he's been parked there for 20 minutes overtime. Aren't you going to give him a ticket?
Now, listen here, Buckle.
You listen to me for a change. What is it over there? Your brother's car or something? Now, if it was me, you'd have tagged me 10 minutes ago.
I'm going to tag you right now, sport. Come on.
Take your hands off.
We got a nice, quiet bedroom down the street for fellas just like you.
But look, I'm just being frank and honest.
Oh, you're twins already. Come on, buddy.
What was that all about, Bob and Ray?
That was the Adult School of the Air, lesson one. And as I understand it, we'll not have lesson two, friends.
No. Lesson two, we have a note just handed to us that's been canceled. There will never be another lesson.
Sad, but that's the way things go.
Say, I don't know whether anybody's given any thought to what to do with these drive-in theaters in the winter, but it's become an ever-increasing problem with us.
That's right. Bob and Ray have taken it upon their strong shoulders to find some use for drive-in theaters during the winter months.
If you have any ideas, why, just send them along to Drive-In, NBC, New York.
That's Drive-In, NBC, New York.
Well, that's it for the goodbyes. We'll do it for today, I guess.
Tomorrow, another grand fiesta of gay holiday atmosphere, more great entertainment, big stars, terrific feature numbers.
What show is that you're talking about, my friend?
You bet your boots it's not this one.
I'll say it, because this is the Bob and Ray program with Bob Elliott.
And Ray Goulding, reminding you to write if you get work.
And hang by your thumbs.
Oh, you silly, silly, silly boys.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.